This is the Alpaca Podcast for all things alpaca. If you're an owner, a soon-to-be owner, a want-to-be owner, or are just alpaca mad or love the fleece, welcome to the Alpaca Tribe. I'm Steve Hetherington. Hi, Steve here, and welcome to the podcast for alpaca people. Great to see you again and again. Lovely, lovely, lovely. So it's an interesting time of year for all kinds of reasons. One of which is here in the UK, we have the British Alpaca Society National Show. There's other shows going on in things as well, various times of the year. In fact, a lot of the time, even if the animals can't be shown, then there are fleece shows going on. So it can be useful to get yourself along and experience something of what's on show. And obviously that's going to be the animals, but it's also the judges at work. There are things that you can hear and see and be shown as they talk through the results, as they talk through the animals that they've looked at and that they're thinking, these are good ones. So yeah, it's definitely worth thinking about getting to a show if you can, just for the experience, just for the opportunities to see the animals, to hear them talked about, and to meet lots of lovely other people. Alpaca owners are lovely. I consistently seem to have found that alpaca owners have got an attitude towards life and towards other alpaca owners and people interested in alpacas. And they will spend a lot of time talking alpacas. And that's a good thing. So if you can, get along, get experience, get some exposure to alpacas. So something that's happening regularly now is that these things are happening online. They often are on YouTube or they're some other source where there's a website, and they... The videos there, you can see what's going on, hear what's going on. They're very long, so you won't want to watch all of it, but there are some interesting things that'll be there, and maybe the summaries will appear afterwards. So there you go. What can you learn from going to a show? I think it's interesting to see what stands out to the judges. What are they looking for? What's a good alpaca? And each class, as they go through them, the different colours, different ages, they will talk through the winners at the end. They do their stuff out in the middle. Nobody really hears what's being said much. But they will do a summary at the end of the ones they've chosen and why. And this is definitely worth having a listen to hear the kind of things that they're observing, that they're noticing, that they're giving priority to and attention to. So if you get a chance, do have a listen into things. I'll share the link for the British Alpaca Society. It's coming up this coming weekend. And I know for us, our animals, when they're shown, they're not manicured. They're not, they haven't been through a lot of preparation. They do go through a lot of preparation, but they're not kind of presented in another way to like a dog show where the animals, or some of the other agricultural shows where the animals are washed and scrubbed and lacquered and goodness knows what. So these are animals that are meant to be paddock fresh. Yeah. Okay. So this time of year, it's been so wet. A lot of the animals are really wet and a bit muddy and a bit dusty and all the rest of it. So I know various friends here in Wales, they're going along, taking some animals along, and they've got them in the barn and they've got the fans blowing and drying them off and trying to get them in good shape, or as good a shape you can, to take them along. And that'll be fun. And I know some people are going along, so if you're able to get along, there will be people to meet up with and people to have a cup of coffee with and a chat with and have a chin wag, as we would say in the UK, over the pens around the alpacas. So it's a busy time and they're focused on other things. So pick your moment to have an in-depth conversation. But do make contact with people and do have a chat and see what's going on. There's also a range of things that are going to be on display, things that have been made with alpaca fiber, things that are creative. Some of it's going to be yarn, some of it's going to be turned into items. So it could be scarves, gloves, etc. And other more creative, artistic expressions of using the amazing fiber that is alpaca. And that's definitely worth a look, just to see the kind of things that people are up to. I'm always amazed at the quality of the work and the creativity that gets expressed. There's some fabulous things. And there'll also be some stalls and that kind of stuff where people are selling their wares. So things that have been made, but also other bits and pieces that go with the alpaca life. So various bits of equipment and that kind of thing as well. So definitely a good day out. Having said that, I'm not going. Do you know, I've discovered that I don't think I've got the right temperament for shows, and I'm not sure my animals have either, but they probably caught that from me. There's a few that I'm thinking, no, I don't think they wouldn't get on very well at a show. So pick your animals, pick your distance that you were prepared to travel to get to these shows. And what about those of us who are unable to get to the show? Well, you can have your own show with your alpacas. How about that? There's an idea. So have a look at them and consider them individually. I know you've got a group of them, small or large. Why don't you take it in turns looking at them, seeing what it is about them that stands out? What is it that's a good example? What are the things that you really appreciate about them? And it could be the color, it could be the quality of the fleece, it could be the temperament of the animal, it could be how the body is, the strength and solidity of the legs, the proportions that they have. And even if your examples of animals are not the finest examples in the world that would win a show in the big shows, then they're your favorites. They're going to win in your show that you have on your farm. So enjoy just spending some time watching them, looking at them, examining them, and just considering. Now, obviously, if you're going to be doing any breeding, then that's a good time to be kind of reflecting on all those things and thinking about what is the characteristics, the traits that you'd like to increase to kind of build into the next generation. And for those that you're thinking of adding into the herd, if you're going to have some more animals, what kind of thing are you looking for? And again, going back to visit a show, that can be a great place to get exposed to possibilities and maybe make some connections with people as well. And even if that's not possible, it's just a bit like gardeners when they have the packets of seeds and they think, oh, what could I plant? Here's my seed catalogue. What could I grow this year or next year or sometime never? So here on the farm, things have continued to be pretty wet. My new wellies are much appreciated. And we've had the birds, as we do, come and go. We've had some revisits from the swans. They were around and then they've gone. We've had various groupings of Canada geese, and we've got our regular two pairs now that are really settled. I think we'll still get some others now and again, but they're becoming much more familiar with what's going on here and my moving around with bags of food or things. They're not shouting quite so loudly when they see me at a distance, but they are becoming more settled, and they're doing lots of grazing in the car park, which is full of grass in lots of ways these days. It's got more grass than gravel, but there we go. That's the kind of thing that happens when you have alpacas. The ducks as well have been in and around, so there's some good things going on. Growth happening, plants and weeds as well, of course. So that's all continuing. So spring is advancing. And we've been continuing to be really mild here in the UK. That's just what it is. But it's been wet, but quite mild. And we've got some signs of grass starting to shift. The alpacas are getting out there and getting themselves around and to find this new growth. They do like the new growth particularly. Check out if there's any access to things you don't want them to have access to. Any of the poisonous plants that are starting to emerge as well. Make sure you can deal with them appropriately. Ideally, get down and get the roots out. And keep them safe. So if you get a chance, do spend some time with your alpacas. Have a show of your own, if you can or want to. Or go visit a show if you'd like to do that. Take care. See you again soon. This is the Alpaca Tribe, and I'm Steve Hetherington. Have a great day.